In fact, you can hear some information about that from Evan himself if you go to revrock.blogspot.com, because Dave's going to put in an interview. It's a little bit of a cheeky interview, yes. But there's still some details in there that you might be interested in reading about.
Yes, so we're going to get started with three tracks from And If, starting off with one of the early singles, which was called The End of a Gun. So let's get to it. We're listening to Ghost Woman here on Revolution Rock on CJM 99.1 FM and across several different stations here in Canada.
We'll be right back.
Good evening. You are tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM and Revolution Rock. Adam and Dave here, coming back from a set featuring the music of Ghost Woman. Again, if you want to see our interview with the band Ghost Woman, you can always go to revrock.blogspot.com. But Dave, we heard four songs. The last one was from their self-titled debut album from 2022, Dead and Gone. And then we heard three tracks from their latest release from earlier this year, And If.
Yeah, we heard Down Again, which is... And a lot of these songs, he kind of is branching out a bit. He always has that kind of garage psych thing going on, a little bit of 70s rock, but this time he kind of incorporated a bit of country and really deeper grooves, especially on Down Again, which has this really unrelenting drum beat throughout the whole song that kind of continues throughout it. And before that, we heard Lo Extraño, which is a song that features Ryan Skinny Dick, who's a musician who put out an EP not too long ago we've played. Mm-hmm. He plays pedal steel on this track.
And then we started things off with The End of a Gun, which was, I think, the first song released as a single. Yep. Ahead of the album's release. So great stuff there, and a thank you to Evan for answering our questions, although in cheeky fashion, although they are very entertaining answers. Go to, again, revrock.blogspot.com for those. And we're going to end off the show with three songs. Hopefully we'll have a chance to play them all. Featuring one older song and two new releases.
Yeah, so we're going to hear a brand new track from Mudhoney's latest Plastic Eternity. We're going to start the set off with Flush the Fascists. And this is a little bit kind of in the new wave punk realm. Then we're going to hear something from Subway Sect. We're going to hear their debut single from 1977. This comes from a compilation that compiled Vic Goddard and the Subway Sect's songs. This was a band that was around during the punk scene, but their album was never really released apart from a couple singles, and it kind of took on this mythical status and eventually came out in various forms. And then we're going to end off the show with brand new music from OC's. They have an album called Intercepted Message, and they put out a single with a somewhat disturbing video. And they're also going to be playing the Elk Club September 18th in Detroit.
Yeah, so well worth checking out for that.
And then that's it. We'll be back next week, same time, same frequency. Mark Casbon is up next with the Cowboys and Indies program. And here's a nice heartwarming track to take you into your Saturday night, Flush the Fascists by Mudhoney.
By Jean.